Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension. Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio app.
As the war in Gaza continues, my next guest was supposed to be finishing his internship year as a dentist in Al-Shifa Hospital, but last October he was forced to flee his home in Gaza City. Shortly before coming on air, I spoke with Fadi Habed, a 23-year-old displaced Palestinian in Gaza who's had his dentistry training interrupted by the war. Dr. Abed now uses his skills in photography and videography to document and support humanitarian efforts, including the ongoing polio vaccination with Med Global, an international medical organization operating extensively in Gaza. I began our conversation by asking Dr. Abed about the interruption in his training.
Yeah, so I'm a freshly graduate from dental school. That was June last year. And in October, I started my internship here as a dentist. Unfortunately, 7 days later, the war started, and I was supposed to take most of my training in the medical facilities in Gaza City, where I was based originally.
And it was always your dream to be a dentist, is that right?
Yeah, that was my goal.
Do you think you'll be able to finish your training anytime soon?
With this situation, I feel that I'm stuck. There is nothing clear for the future. So for now, I'm using my skills in photography, and I'm helping in health. So at least it's close to what I know. And I hope for this to end soon and to pursue my dreams.
Okay. We'll get back to what you're doing right now in just a moment, but last October, you had to flee your home in Gaza City's coastal area. Tell me about that period, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that wasn't an easy period of time for me or any Gazan. The fact that we have received a phone call, and in that phone call we have been told that our city is not safe anymore and we have to evacuate. At that time, we didn't believe that is that serious, so we evacuated inside Gaza City twice. Then it started to be serious, and we thought about it. So, no, our safety is a concern, and we have to leave. Then we evacuated to Deir al-Balah, where am I right now. But after that, Deir al-Balah wasn't that safe, so we went to Rafah City. And we all know what happened to Rafah then, so we left Rafah City again and went to Deir al-Balah.
How many times have you been displaced, you and your family?
If we're counting the cities, that would be four.
Four times. And is the place you're in at the moment, Deir al-Balah, that's a temporary shelter. Can you describe that for me?
Oh, that's not an easy thing to describe. The fact that nothing feels normal. Let's call it like that. Nothing feels normal. Every scene that I have seen in here feels like a movie. I cannot believe that people are living in tents. And I cannot imagine that the sea view that I'm used to see every day in my life now is full of tents.
Is it clean?
No, nothing. It's not that clean, no.
Do you have running water and sanitation?
This is one of the struggles as a Gazan that you have to face on a daily basis. The fact that you cannot get access to clean water. You can, but at least it's not sustainable. And it's not only about clean water. It's about the basics that you cannot live without. If you might not know, the electricity haven't been here for the last 11 months. The same thing goes for shelters. The same thing goes for any basics that you can imagine. Mm-hmm.
Are you with your family, Fadi?
Yes, I'm based with my family right now.
Okay. And that is something, at least. This is a difficult question, and I'm sorry if it upsets. Have you lost anyone close to you in the conflict so far?
Unfortunately, no one hasn't felt that feeling. Yes, everyone in Gaza, including myself, we have lost beloved ones.
I'm sorry. it's touched everyone, as you say, and I know it's a difficult question for anyone in Gaza, so I am sorry for your loss.
That's okay.
The thing you have done is incredible. Your training as a dentist has been interrupted, but you've now made your way to multiple medical treatment points in central and southern Gaza, I believe, Fadi, to help administer with a crucial polio vaccine for thousands of children. Can you tell me what have you done exactly?
So, as I said, I pursued my my career now in photography and media coverage. So my part was just giving awareness to people and do the media coverage.
Were you helping to administer the vaccine at all, or was that left to UN staff?
No, my team was helping in addition to the UN staff.
Okay. And the children who were getting the vaccine, what could you describe the condition they were in?
One of the things that came to my mind when I arrived to the clinic, that people were literally waiting with their kids in front of those clinics since 6 o'clock, and we have arrived at 9, so it has been 3 hours. They have been standing still, and I haven't seen this view before, unless it's a basic need. So the only time that you would see a Gazan who are waiting in lines for something, it would be for bread, it would be for fuel, it would be for a basic thing. But I've never seen people waiting in lines for a health service.
What is your hope now, Fadi? The war has been ongoing since October. Multiple displacement. The death toll is beyond 40,000 easily at this point. What is your hope for a ceasefire or a resolution?
The only thing that I hope for as a Gazan, and I have a friend, not any friend, but my best friend, who chose to still and to be in Gaza, but I chose to flee seeking safety. And I think I miss my friend so much. And the only thing that I hope for is a ceasefire so we can meet again.
Fadi Abed, thank you very much indeed for joining us.